And that stays in the same order.
Item number two is a resolution opposing provisions in the proposed state budget, reducing funding and setting program enrollment caps in the family care program.
Ms. Ledger, do you want to say something about it first, and then we have a resolution, obviously, or do you want to come up together? Supervisor West is here, and Supervisor Biddle, I know Supervisor West, you were the main sponsor of this, of course.
Can sit together.
Who would like to start us?
Ms. Ledger?
Ledger, sure. Introduce yourself to those listening, please.
Absolutely. My name is Maria Ledger. I'm the Interim Executive Director for the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care. And as you all know, the proposed governor's budget would cap enrollment into all long-term care programs effective July 1st at whatever level those programs are at on July 1st. There are the state legislature has issued a series of alternatives to those caps. I believe there are six of them, and clearly what we would hope for as the Department of Family Care is that these caps not go into effect, that people not be prevented from being able to access the most cost-effective and program with the highest measure of quality oversight. It is our stance that keeping people from this opportunity is going to necessitate them utilizing their Medicaid dollars in ways that are not as advantageous to them. They're going to be going to hospital emergency rooms. They're going to be going to nursing homes. So it's not going. If all you were concerned about was the economics of it, it is not going to save the money. I believe that the governor's office would have hoped.
Could I ask a question?
Certainly, if there's Supervisor.
Who is this going to benefit then, in your opinion?
Depending upon how the caps roll out, there has been some discussion that only the family care programs would be capped and the state's self-directed supports program, IRIS, would not be, because as the department secretary and deputy secretary talk about these caps, they also, in the same discussion, will say they want to see this IRIS program increase threefold. So if that's how it plays out, although that's not how the language is written, then their own self-directed supports program would benefit. I believe they think that it will benefit the Medicaid program, realistically, I mean, there was a statement in the information that was put out that said fairly sort of out there that people who are waiting for services would simply get their services from their family members, and it was just sort of put out there as fact. So
or people you indicated would be pushed into nursing mm-hmm. homes. It would benefit the private nursing home market,
mm-hmm.
and it would boost the private market,
mm-hmm.
Who I think perhaps part mm-hmm. of the intent here is to help the private at the expense of the public, mm-hmm. which is thematic throughout the Walker mm-hmm. philosophy, I think.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, Supervisor Broderick, one of the other pieces that's been circulating about, there have been some provider associations that have talked about how you would reform family care and how you would bring down administrative costs, but they consider our nurses and care managers as an administrative cost instead of as a benefit to the members. Now, these nurses and care managers are the individuals who control utilization, who manage the care, and who also can take a look at someone and say, you're doing better. I think you could perhaps move from this setting to someplace more independent. That's their role in terms of oversighting people's health and safety and helping them make good decisions about what's available for them in the community. There's a strong undercurrent that's not wanted. What's wanted is providers simply making these decisions for the people without a nurse and a care manager having that level of input.
So in summary, this will adversely impact a very efficient and cost-effective program and in its place push people into much more expensive alternatives that are funded by taxpayers.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Petrievis and Supervisor Petrievis, have a question or comment?
Yes. First of all, with the committee and the co-sponsor's approval, I'd like to be added as a co-sponsor. I'd also like to move approval. And then I'd also like to say a couple things. I think we're quick to talk more about the aging community, but what's really especially sad about this and disappointing is that our disability community has had to wait so long. And for so long, we've been the only community really that's had to wait in this type of fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just want people to take themselves out of this huge, you know, overwhelming budget and think about a person or a family member that has had to go through this roller coaster of, okay, you've waited for 10 years, now we're going to take care of you, and now you have to wait again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very, it can only be called traumatic. It's not therapeutic, it's not healing, and it's really actually repulsive, is the only thing I can think of. And the other thing that I wanted to mention, because I did get an email, and sometimes these communications, and I sit on the Commission on Aging too, you know, the things I'm hearing on the ground is this confusion. People see in the paper that, and I should have asked this during our legislative briefing, that hundreds of millions of dollars, correct me if I'm wrong, please, has now been found in, isn't it new revenue? And we can't seem to figure this out. This is not a priority. And I did want to get more information on that, Mr. Chairman, because I think it relates to all these, whether it be transit or these services here. But, I mean, again, I'm only getting information, unfortunately, through that outlet, but it seemed as if there was a and it didn't get enough press as I thought it should have for hundreds of millions of dollars. You know, what a slap in the face to people. Unbelievable. So, yeah, I did want to ask Ms. Bablich, again, what I heard through the grapevine was that that was just merely going to go for the deficit or something. Which would then actually lead me to believe that if it goes to the deficit, you probably don't need a budget repair bill. But hey, who am I? I'm here at the county. So that is, other than my editorial, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to ask that question. And I do move for approval, and I would like my name on there, please.
Okay. So noted, Ms. Bablich, to respond.
Yes, Chairman, Supervisor.
Thank you.
The Fiscal Bureau did do a recent report that demonstrated there was an increase in collections of tax revenues.
Right.
The response from the county did come from Chairman Holloway, where he indicated this was an opportunity for the legislature to prioritize some of the items that Milwaukee County has identified, including family care.
What was the figure? I'm sorry.
$600 million.
And then we have a formal, basically a formal response. I'm sorry, but I do recall, and I saw the chairman's letter too, but from the Joint Chairs of Finance, particularly Robin Foss, saying that, you know, we're not going to get giddy, I don't know if that's the exact word they used, about this, quote, influx of money, because we still have, you know, this deficit, and we're going to use this for debt reduction or to reduce the debt. So that was, and they said, well, look at a couple programs, and then looking at senior care, looking at recycling, you know, the two we mentioned, but that's where it was, I think, right now. Huh? Okay. Supervisor Brody?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My comments are actually very, very close to Supervisor Dmitrievich. First of all, I was hoping if you wouldn't mind to have me added as a co-sponsor. I'd be happy to. And I won't restate what Supervisor Dmitrievich said so eloquently about people with disabilities. The only other part of that I would add is, you know, I'm wondering or hoping that someone in the disabled community will look at this from a discrimination standpoint. That obviously the timing is so disproportionately affected. It's like once the disability community can now get on, all of a sudden the state takes an action that effectively, at least in the largest urban county, our most populated county, prevents them from getting on. It's you know, obviously the seniors will go back on a waiting list and so will the disabled, but I think that there may be a kind of procedural discrimination issue here, and I would hope that the legal community and the disabled community takes a look at that. And I don't know, has anyone heard anything about whether anyone's looking at that or okay. Well, I would hope they would, because it's just people sue over, you know, spilt McDonald's coffee. I think there's some legitimate case, at least a claim that could be potentially looked at here.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Borkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I thought that I understood this, but then as I was hearing the testimony and how this is going to affect hospital systems, and I guess, you know, they've got some muscle as far as lobbying and stuff. Are the hospitals, I mean, I realize they're nonprofits and that kind of thing, but you know, they
some are. Some are, some aren't.
Sort of.
Well, okay. But you know, it's all that they must take care of people as they come through the doors, and so a lot of these hospitals are carrying an immense amount of bad debt, if you will. Okay. And I'm just wondering, are the hospitals get involved in this? I mean, they're going to be affected too. I mean, nothing else. From a financial side, I would think that they'd want to be heard.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Borkowski, I don't believe that the hospital systems themselves have weighed in on this, because when it's been talked about, it's been couched in the under the umbrella of long-term care. Our concern is that if you have an older adult or a younger person with a disability who doesn't have a care manager and a nurse to help them avoid potentially dangerous drug interactions, to monitor their diabetes, to make sure that they're getting good prevention and wellness care, that their only option is going to be to go into an emergency room with their Medicaid card and access care infrequently. It's going to be too late. I mean, people don't go to an emergency room when they start to not feel so good. It's when things have reached a point where something has to be done. But your point is well taken, and I think it would behoove us to start having these discussions with hospital systems, some of which we're already partnered with. Aurora is one of our care management agencies.
Great. Thank you.
Just to take up just quickly, begging the point here is, we will come to the resolution. I think you've got good support already, as you can see, and especially the situation for Milwaukee County. But we need to, and I think, to talk further with Ms. Babich, we always need to work with our intergovernmental relations staff, and as you all know, they're very helpful, of course. But, looking for other partners, looking for other ways to get more momentum on this, mm-hmm. So we don't pass a resolution and it sits there. Work at this and try to find more partners. Mm-hmm. So, I guess maybe too far going ahead, but I will go to the new Romo West supervisor. And I know there was a big celebration last Saturday. I was at, I did make a healthy gift to your endowment, though. You recall the gift that I sent?
Yes,
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But I was another Hispanic. Very big celebration, 55 confirmants, St. Pat's on the 7th in Washington.
Very good.
My wife and I were sponsors for one. So.
Awesome.
Whatever that's worth. Okay.
I'd like to hear that.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have to sleep better tonight, so thank you.
I'm better. I feel good now.
Okay. As long as you feel good, we're good. I just wanted to add just a couple of comments. First of all, the resolution that is before you is very similar to a resolution done by the Wisconsin Counties Association, because this is a huge issue for Wisconsin counties. I'd echo the sentiments, obviously, of Supervisor Dmitrievich, who, as the former chair of Health and Human Needs, has been fighting along with me for the past year and a half to try to get, Milwaukee County on the waiting list so that we could start to begin to take people off of our waiting list. And so now in this budget to hear that there'll be caps and reductions is very discouraging. And so very supportive. I also will be furnishing you each, thanks to Mr. Stein from the Department on Aging, with a report that actually says that IRIS, the state-run system, is actually 18.5% higher than the family care program. And so it actually makes more sense to curb that program and move those individuals into family care so that we could get some more savings.
Let me presume that information has been shared with our staff and then we're getting to all our representatives in the legislature. Has that been done already?
I believe this report is hot off the press.
Okay, well, we need to
and
do
so,
that.
And so, yeah, we will definitely get Ms. Babich a copy of that. And so I would like to thank Supervisors Dmitrievich, DeBruin, and Broderick for their support of this resolution. And again, I just think this is something that's should be a very big concern to Milwaukee County for all of the reasons stated, in addition to the fact that this has been a program that generates revenue for us. And so it's been a long time coming for that too. So we, you know, we're on track. We'd like to stay on track, and I think any and all support that we can get for this would be wonderful. And Ms. Ledger and I will definitely try to sit down with the hospitals and have a conversation with them as well.
Any other comments, please? All right, we have, has it been moved?
I'm moved.
Dmitry, that's correct for our resolution. And we added the other sponsors too.
Yes, I did.
Okay, then call the roll, please.
On approval, Supervisor Spakovsky.
Aye.
Mr. Bruin.
Aye.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
And Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 5-0.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Keep going. Number